Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Here we are again. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, you might as well get excited about the day. You can't change it. You can't do anything about it. So whatever this day has brought you, let's just rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's listen to this woman singing her heart out tonight.
Just getting started. She doesn't care what the plan is, as long as it involves a marky, marchy, and a safe ride home at the end of the night.
That was all right with me. I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. I tell you, I watching this young lady sing that song remind me, and I said, Lord, if I had just 50 years back, I would be able to get up there and sing. like she did and stay up there as long as she did. But you know what? I gave it over to the Lord and he worked it out. That's for you tonight. Whatever your problems that you're having, whatever you're going through, give it over to the Lord and let the Lord work it out for you. Let the Lord fix it. The songwriter said, let Jesus fix it for you, for he knows what to do. The problem that you had, you just couldn't sing the song, but you prayed and you prayed, but you had to turn it over to the Lord so that he can work it out. I'm right there. I'm right in that same backyard with you. Problem that I have, I just can't seem to solve, but I'm giving it tonight over to the Lord because he is the only one that can work it out. Mm-hmm. I don't tell you all something to do and then it doesn't apply to me. I gave it and I'm giving it. You take your hands off it. Let go and let God have his way tonight. That problem, and it goes on and on and on and on. And I hear you say, I've been praying a long time and nothing has changed. But I want you to give it to the Lord tonight. I want you to do like the songwriter said, take your burdens to the Lord and leave. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God now. And leave them there. We pray, but we go to the altar with our prayer. And then when we leave, we bring it back with us. You left God with nothing to work with. Remember to bring these thy gifts, oh, and leave them upon the altar. God, I'm praying for Johnny tonight, and God, I need you to turn things around for Johnny, oh God. And you went there. God, I'm praying for Susie tonight. You see what she's involved in. You see that she's in deep and she can't get her way out of this. But God, I am asking you tonight to deliver Susie. And immediately when I leave from the altar with my gift that I placed on the altar, I pick it up on my way back out. And I bring it back with me because I'm saying the enemy has told me God did not hear you. God did not hear you. God is not going to help you. You've been asking God, Ivashi. You've been asking God for a long time to fix it. Song say, oh Lord, fix it, fix it, Jesus, fix it. But you've been praying a long time, and Jesus has not fixed. The enemy comes and reminds you, you've been praying for that a long time, and he doesn't care. Because if he did, he would have fixed it by now. So what you do, you go and get it, your gift that you left on the altar, that you had before God. You go and get it, and you see like Brother Bud Kitchens and Brother Bud says, I've been down so long to being down. Me, dude, when you need God to move on your behalf. Body people say he's a long time coming. Yes, he is. He may not come in the morning, and he may not come, but he's an all-time God. Yes, he is. You don't want to get there. You don't want him to come too soon, because a lot of times when we ask God to fix up, we're not ready to receive the fixing. We want to hold on to it a little while longer. Why do we want to hold on to it? Because now we got something to talk about. In other words, we got something to complain about. If God was to fix your son right away and he's not out there doing his thing, then you have nothing to complain about. But in the midst of it all, God allows it to continue because he gets two things out of you. He gets a yes, Lord, or a thank you, Jesus. Through that son. But the young woman was singing tonight, I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. The problems that you have, give it tonight to the Lord and let him work it out for you. How you gonna pay your rent? All your money is spent. A little bit to buy some food. Baby need a pair of shoes. Telephone disconnect. Waiting for your next paycheck. You got a light bill due. Even got a gas bill too. But the lady said, I don't have no doubt that the Lord going to work it out. So she left that gift of despair on the altar. She let it stay there. For the scripture declares and Peter that casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. That's what the song is telling me. That's what the young lady is singing about. I gave it over to the Lord. And that's what God wants us to do. Give it to him. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Oh, bless his name. Just cast them tonight. Cast them in his direction. Let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows how to fix it just right. Casting all your cares upon the Lord. It is so important. Cast all your cares upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares, he careth for you. Verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, check this out, the devil, as a roaring lion. See, God is talking to you about how the devil comes at you like a roaring lion. Devil ain't playing with you. He don't give a hoot about you. So why are you still out there on the devil's turf? Why are you still on his territory? Why are you out there in harm's way? Let me say it like that. You're fooling around with the devil. You're taking your gift back. You're fooling around with the devil. Your gift is your request. You're taking it back. The girl said, I gave it over to the Lord, and he worked it out. But God can't work it out because you brought it to him, but you snatched it back. Because the devil told you God ain't studying you. He ain't paying you no attention. You've been sick for 42 years, and he hasn't healed you yet. God ain't listening to you. And you know how you take it back? I'm you take it back. You say, you know what? That is the truth. Let me see. Little Johnny was, I don't know, he was about 2 years old when I started asking God to fix this. And now he's 42. The devil, right? I've been praying over this a long time, and God hasn't fixed it. See, you just took your gift back. God had nothing to work with on your behalf because you took it back. God, take this pain. I can't handle this pain, Jesus. Fix it. Take it. God, take it. And then here comes a sharp pain, sharper than normal. That sharp pain is shooting you. The devil is shooting shots at you. And he'll say to you, look at what happened. You just prayed. Now you're in more pain now than you were before you prayed. And you say, come to think of it, I had this pain before. I shouldn't have prayed. So what you do, he got you to renege. I love to play bidwiz. He got you to renege. Instead of you leaving your prayer on the altar, you took it back. But he said, cast all your cares, for I careth for you. Bring your gift to the altar and leave it there so that I have something to work with. Don't let the devil rob you of what rightfully belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Deliverance belongs to you. Salvation belongs to you. And guess what? The gift of the Holy Ghost is for believers that ask for it. But you are letting the enemy cause you not to get your problem solved. But when you give it over to the Lord, he will work it out. Verse number 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. Look at this. Seeking whom he may devour. So he don't care if it's the preacher, the pope, the goat. It doesn't matter. If he can devour you, he will. If he has to get in that pit bull's mind and say, attack. It's okay. He's doing that. He's going. He's walking. This dude is walking. He ain't catching no ride now. He's walking about, seeking. He's looking for someone that was at the altar with their gift, and he wanted to discourage them. Care, because if God cared, he wouldn't have let this happen. If God cared, he would fix it. If God cared, he'd make the devil behave. But see, this is where your faith has to work, not God's. You got to believe God regardless how long it takes. You still have to believe that God's going to do it. You can't let that crooked leg devil take away from you what you believe that you ask God to fix, that he won't fix it. And even if God doesn't fix it, he still goes. He's able to fix for you what needs be fixed. Oh, I love the Lord tonight. Let's read verse number 9. This really wasn't my message, but I ended up here anyway. Whom resists steadfast in the faith? Look at that. You got to be steadfast. You can't let your faith waver. You believe God heard you and God's going to do it. I don't care how much the devil come to discourage you. You start to tell him, get behind me, Satan. God's already done it. I'm just waiting for the manifestation to hit the earth. Verse number 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, whom have called us his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, check it out. Now, with God, what is a while? W-H-I-L-E. What is a while? How long is a while? How long do I have to go through this? How long do I have to suffer this condition in my body? How long? God, you said, after a while, it'll all be over. After a while, God, it'll all be done. After I've suffered a while, make me perfect, my God, today. Don't you see what he's doing? He's preparing you to be the best you that you can be. Oh, I love God. I tell you the truth. I love his word, because his word is true and it's rich. But we have a problem, most of us, reading God's word. I thought I'd just put a little music behind me. My friend Walter Hawkins is singing something. And while the music plays softly, I'm going to keep right on telling you what thus saith the Lord. Ah, God, we thank you. After this, after, you got a little suffering going on. Now, God knows how long he wants you to suffer. That's another problem we have. We don't know when the storm is going to end. We don't have a clue. All we know is it's a storm and we don't like it. We're looking for the storm to pass over so we can sing hallelujah. But sometimes while you're in the storm, you got to start praising him while you're in the storm. And you know what? If the storm don't end because you're praising him, it doesn't matter at all. Because why? You got joy on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got joy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about how he set me free. I get joy like a river. And then it doesn't matter about the storm, because my umbrella, which is Jesus Christ, I got my mind on Jesus. And he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We're thinking about the Lord. So yes, we're in a storm, and they're raging in our life, because we're not focusing. See, that's the change right there. Your focus can keep you bound. On the other hand, your focus can set you free. If you focus on, I don't have this and I don't have that, if I don't have this and I don't have that, if God's not moving fast enough, if God's not doing that and God's not doing this, I'm stuck. Because that crooked-eyed devil that's walking, seeking whom he may devour, he's walking right on your street. Because you're looking at God hasn't done it yet. because he's helping you to see that the prayer you prayed in 1986 hasn't been fulfilled yet. But guess what? God won't stop him, because that's his job. That's the devil's job, to seek and to destroy as many as he can. But you are supposed to have enough faith in the God that you say you like, the God that you say you serve, to trust him beyond what the devil is trying to tell you, or not trying, that he is telling you. This songwriter here is singing, for the rest of my life I'll serve him. He said, they don't know about you. I don't know about you either. I don't know if you're going to serve God or you're going to do like Job's wife said, curse God and die. Because every time you doubt him, you curse him. Because you're saying that God can't do it. God can't do it. God can't do it. Because if he could, he would have done it by now. But you know, the Bible tells us that one day with God is as a thousand years. Come on, people. Read the Bible. These people standing hollering out, serve the Lord. When you're in your storm, are you going to serve the Lord, or are you going to have a pity party? I'm ready to get my dance on. Because I'm ready to serve the Lord. For the rest of my life, I'll serve the Lord. Woo. I'm getting my dance on. I'm getting my praise on right now. Because I trust in the Lord. Ah. If the world from you withhold all of the silver and all of the gold, and you got to get along with hardly nothing. It's just with me, Jim Fad. But just remember in his word how he feeds the little birds. Just take your burdens to the Lord tonight and lead them there. Don't bring them back. Let them stay there where the Lord can fix it. I feel good. I feel good tonight. The problem that I had, I just couldn't see to solve. So I gave it over to the Lord tonight. And he worked it out. And you know what? I got some more of that one he's worked out. But I got more he's working them out. Shirley Caesar said, you're next in line for a miracle. Can you believe that? Can you believe that you're next in line for a miracle? Because some of those storms that you're in, if you don't get a miracle, you'll be in it forever. Because this is nothing a regular storm. This one is terrible. Only Jesus can fix this storm if you let him. I'll serve the Lord for the rest of my life. I'll serve the Lord. I tell you, I'm enjoying Jesus on this evening. These few days have been a very trying days for me. But God has brought me through on the other side of trying. Oh, my trials come to make me strong. I don't know what your trials do for you, but my trials come to make me strong. My trials come to let me know, but God. And make the difference in your life. Last month, the month of May, I tell you, I laid all of my bills out on the bed. And I told God to take a look at them. I put put them in order in the way that they supposed to be paid. Some come out on the 4th, some on the 7th, some on the 10th, some on the 13th, two, three of them on the 13th, one on the 14th, one on the 21st, another one on the 28th. That's how they do. So I had gotten them all, and I opened them, and I looked at what was due. And I laid them at the foot of my bed, because if you take your burdens and put them at the feet of Jesus, he'll work it out for you. He will work it out for you. So I laid them on the bed. And I said, Lord, look at these bills. All these bills here. I said, now, I have the money to pay the bills. It was over $1,600. Listen to this. Jesus. Listen. Call on the name Jesus. Isn't that beautiful?
You've been good to me. Thank you. Oh, what to say, Jesus. Jesus. Come on, Father, the Savior. Savior of the world, Savior. We call you Savior, Lord. Oh, his name is Jesus. Jesus. Come on, I'm proud to be a healer. Heal your broken heart. Heal all kinds of diseases. Oh, what did they do? One more time. Lift your hand and call on Jesus. I love to call your name. Nobody can do me like you can. Oh, call it thank you. Power in the name of Jesus.
See, that's what you do. When you take your gift to the altar, you call upon the name of Jesus, because he is the fixer of it all. Jesus. I just had to pause and let you hear that Jesus, he said he'll give you joy and sorrow, peace for your tomorrow. You call on the Lord's name. Call upon the Lord Jesus. I tell you, I love him tonight, because he's good. But let me get back to my bills that I laid out on the bed. It was over $1,600. And I said, Lord, I got the money to pay these bills, but I need you to send me some extra. Lord, what did I say that for? Put me on 3 preaching engagements that very month. And when the engagements were finished, I was only short by $300. And I said, Lord, now look, you know, I told you I needed 16 plus. And you've given me 13 plus. What you got here, God? What you got? What you doing? I know you can count, because you created the numbers. And because every hair on your head is numbered. Now you can't tell me God can't count, because I don't care how bad these scientists are. They make an airplane fly in the air and don't fall. Make a car roll. And there's all of that. But them jackrabbits, even got your phone now, like Dick Tracy. You know Dick Tracy had that watch that had a phone in it. Well, you see, people got that on their wrist now. They can receive calls on their wrist. Scientists do all of that. But not one of them can take you in their lab on a good day and tell you how many strands of hair is on your head. Every strand of hair is numbered. God knows how many hairs that's on your head. And men, I don't care if you shaved your head bald. God still knows how many hairs are upon your head. Come on here. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But God cared the bills for me. He left me with a surplus, even though I had to go into my account. But just think if he hadn't done that, I would have had to take in the whole 16 plus. See, sometimes we're never grateful for what God done. Instead of me jumping up and down saying, God, you gave me over $1,300, and I just need $200 and some, and everything that I asked you for is done. But I said, well, Lord, where the rest of it? But because he loved me and he know me, he said, girl, you better go to the bank. I've already blessed you. Now you better try and bless yourself. But I want to tell you that he did it for me. He'll do it for you. But you got to trust him like that. You have to trust him that way. I don't know who this message is for, but God is working with you concerning your finances. And your trust, not your written trust, your trust in him. He said that message is for you to cast all your cares upon him. He told me to tell you, First Peter, because there's two books of Peter. You got First and Second Peter. Well, this particular passage of scripture is in First Peter 5, the 5th chapter. And the 7th verse, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Stop letting the devil tell you God doesn't care, because he does care about you. You're his creation. So you are disobedient, and he's going to pop you good for that. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't care. You know that you disobeyed, you broke the rules, so you have to suffer the penalty. I can raise my hand. I'm guilty of that. And I don't like the suffering part. I didn't mind breaking the rule. That was okay. But now when it comes time to pay up for breaking the rule, I don't like that one. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. Look at Jesus. Look at him. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. I don't know how long a while is. I remember saying to God when my husband died, I said, Lord, I don't want to hear nothing about by and by, because I don't know what by and by means. I don't have a definition for by and by. All I know is old folks said it. My grandmother used to say, honey, you may not understand it now, but you'll understand it better by and by. What in the world is the by and by? Because I don't know where by and by begins, and I don't know where it ends. I want to know about the by and by. So I said, God, I'm talking to you, but I don't want to hear about the by and by. I want to know now what's going on. Oh, bless his name. See, when you love God and you worship God and you talk to him on a daily basis, he's your father and your friend, you can say, God, I need to know now. The songwriter said, I need you now. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow I don't have yet, but I'm in today. I need you now, Jesus, to talk to me. Tell me what's going on. I don't want to know about the by and by. Listen, this is what he'll do for you after, you know, you've suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, settle you. Some of us still need to be settled. To him be glory and dominion forever and forever. That's what he's talking about. Dominion and glory forever and ever. After he's settled you. After you made, well, I'm only human. That's not what this scripture says. He'll make you perfect after a while, because you suffered. And you didn't throw in the towel. You suffered and you didn't jump ship. You suffered and you didn't backslide. You suffered and you stayed on the Lord's side. You suffered. So now, you're ready. You're ready now to be perfect. He's going to establish you. Now you're ready. Because you've suffered a while. Listen to this man sing this song. I believe it's Daryl Hines. I'm not sure. Listen to this.
Lord, you brought me. Yes, Lord. You've been a father for me. You've been a sister. Lord, you've been a brother too. And you didn't leave me. You stayed by my side. And with your name, you wiped the tears from my eyes. You see, I could have really been dead. Sleeping in my grave, but oh, you made that. Lord, you made that behave. Lord, you broke me.
And the Lord have brought you out. God is so good, and I just love him on tonight. We got John P. Key getting ready to come up here. But I'm telling you, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. That's how you give thanks to God. You got to tell the devil, to God be the glory, dominion forever. It belongs to God, not the devil. Let him walk all he wants to, but don't you let him walk with you. You denounce him. Tell him, get away from me. Get along. Go mess with someone else. Leave me alone. We're going to close out our program tonight. I give thanks and honor to God, and I also give thanks for my sister, Evangelist Jacqueline Benjamin, and to Mother Blondie and Mother Janie and all of you that's listening, and to Brother Willie out on the West Coast. I thank God for you. I grew up with you. And we just pray God's blessing upon your life on tonight, and that he will continue to do it for you. Oh, bless his name. I need a praise report from somebody that this program is really helping them to find their way on Wednesday night. God bless you. I'm going to get straightened out for Facebook so that you can see me, and we'll just praise God together. John P. Key is singing, Lord, Do It For Me Right Now. I'm telling you that right now, I don't know what right now is in heaven, because like I told you, one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord. So we don't know, but we don't fool with by and by either. We're going to fool with the right now. Come on and listen to what this great musical pioneer, ecclesiastical giant, is working with them keyboards. Listen to this guitar player. I don't have to go to the nightclub. I can get what I need in God's house. Listen to this.
Thank you. God is good, man, to be. God is worthy in the
the muck and the mire, I can't forget. Oh, Lord. I can't forget what it done for me. You all have a blessed night. Enjoy the rest of your evening. To God be the glory. I'm looking forward to being here next Wednesday night with you. Oh, bless his name. I can't forget. I tell you, I'm getting my praise on in here. After we go up there, I'm still getting my praise on. Good night, everyone. Prayers and peace be with you all. If there's any sick among you, God, I ask you to do what you do with their body. Touch it in the name of Jesus. We come against all sicknesses, whatever type it might be, in Jesus' mighty name. Miracles still happen. Amen. I can't forget. Woo, what it done for me. Hey. I can't forget. Y'all excuse me while I get my dance on.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes.